And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of October 17th, 2019. Well, if you've ever visited California, you know that it's quite a beautiful place. But in the fall, after the summer, warm summer sunshine, the hills become kind of brown, things dry out, and there's a high risk of forest fire. Over the last few years, you're probably aware that the amount of forest fires in California has gone up dramatically. And in fact, last year, there was an enormous fire called the Camp Fire, which is a funny name, but yeah, it's named after the town of Camp, I guess. Big enough fire that caused a lot of consternation out in California. Now, California has a crazy law that says whoever started the fire is responsible for it. So however the law is precisely laid out, it turns out that if a spark from a transformer at a PG&E facility started the fire, then PG&E is responsible for the entire thing. PG&E being Pacific Gas and Electric, it's the big utility out in California. Right, so it turns out the Camp Fire was in fact started by arcing at a PG&E facility, and therefore PG&E was responsible for, I think, billions of dollars. It would basically put their financial stability at risk, right? So if you can imagine the utility that services California going bankrupt, that's the scale of things. Well, that was a year ago, and wildfire season has come around again, as it does. And this year, the risk was quite high. Things were dry. There was expected in the last couple of weeks, there was expected to be the famous Santa Ana winds that fan the flames once they've started. High fire risk. And what PG&E decided to do was to preemptively turn off electricity, right, to avoid the risk of starting a fire. And, you know, sotto voce saying, and the risk of going bankrupt. Anyway, they preemptively shut down electricity for cities like Oakland and San Francisco and big parts of Northern California, which, as you can imagine, is quite a hardship on the people living out there. You may not have picked up on it if you're on the East Coast, because that's how things work, right? But on the out in California, it was quite an issue. Can you imagine the utility turning off the power to your house by choice for 5 days? I mean, what are you going to do? Anyway, I just wanted to mention this scenario because it is a new kind of climate problem, right? A new cost of climate change. This is a kind of a combination of a lot of things, right? There's politics, law, business, and of course the increasing risk of fires due to climate change, right? Where people live in California, a whole constellation of issues that contribute. But climate change is certainly one of the baseline issues, that everything's drier and more likely to burn if something happens. And so you have to ask yourself, all of the losses, of course, PG&E is going to incur enormous losses by voluntarily shutting off the power because they have to inspect everything before they turn the power back on, right? So this is not a zero-cost thing where they just flip the switch and everyone has power back. It takes a long time to bring the power back up. PG&E is going to pay money. Of course, all the people who had food in their refrigerator and or maybe their oxygen machine didn't run so well while there was no power. All kinds of things can happen. So everyone else is paying a penalty. And there you go. This is probably not the last time this kind of confluence, shall we say, of a lot of factors with climate at the base creates a new sort of problem. Right, where we have aging infrastructure being challenged by climate issues, companies, corporations like PG&E basically trying to protect their own financial bottom line by putting populations at risk by turning off the power to all the populations, It's not the most fair thing in the world. Anyway, short podcast this week. I just wanted to let you know this was a something that happened this past week. That if you didn't know about it, it's good to know, and keep your eyes open for other forms of climate related issues that may present themselves under the guise of something else. Okay? Anyway, I'll put up a link to some of the articles about this on the blog at massclimateaction.net. You can, of course, find us on all the major podcast distribution networks. You can look at the podcast at mass/massclimateaction on Facebook. You can, of course, please send us an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net. So we'll close where we always close by saying that we recognize the necessity of personal accountability. We accept responsibility for building a durable future. We believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out. So we must insist that the United States transform its energy sector over the next decade under a just and equitable plan that uses regulation, investment, and a price on carbon to safeguard our collective future. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.